And we're back on the Pepsi Nye Bottling Halftime Show. We're now joined by women's head coach Chelsea DeVille. And coach, where did that kind of get away from you there in the second half? You had the lead, and then all of a sudden you look up and you weren't leading anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we were battling like heck. They couldn't guard us inside, and we couldn't guard them inside. You know, just a couple empty shots, that point-blank layups that are really, really good shots, and they rim out. You know, they really did a good job of going downhill and putting us, you know, on our heels, and we put them on the foul line. So we had great looks. You can't say very many shots weren't wide open or from the arc, but I didn't like some of the threes we were taking. That's probably my only real big frustration offensively, because that was the best offense we played. It's just some of the shot selections on quick threes when we were just dominating 44 points in the paint. Let's keep going inside.
In a big moment, end of the third quarter, there was a question whether there was a foul or not, and there was a foul, and they were able to make two free throws and tie it at 60 going to the fourth.
Right, and that, you know, officials do a great job. They have a hard job, but, you know, the kid is 5'4", and the ball goes, you know, 4 inches above her head, and she, exaggerating, but, she, you know, there's a carry on that, and so there's another momentum swing on that. They had the momentum going into half. We came out in the third quarter, good shots. We just didn't make them, and then we fumble. We have a turnover, and I'm like, my goodness. We would have point-blank shots, and we'd be up, you know, 13 right now with six easy points. But, you know, I mean, yes, I'm frustrated because I know how good we could be, and we got to keep our kids, you know, thinking discipline and thinking we got to be better, we got to be better. But we did, you know, we played a hard-fought game.
Mentioned Brooklyn Bachman and her offense, 20 points tonight from Brooklyn, and she really seemed to be looking for her shot tonight.
Yeah, and I thought she was just smarter. You know, I'll give credit. You look at, you know, our first half offensively. My goodness, we're moving around inside, go score, inside, not there, kick out, attack downhill, jump stop, kick out. It was just everything we preached offensively was right there. And I think, you know, Brooklyn was a huge part of that, playing within the system, getting good shots, and her teammates set her up. And you look at Trinity Meyer, 9 assists, which she hasn't had that vision in 1 week of practice and watching film and just drilling it, and it really paid off. So, you know, you look on paper, you can't really, if you didn't watch the game, you'd be like, well, how'd you guys lose? And that's what's like, you know, we're at home, and every win is just, you know, right there. And it just kills us. So I said, yeah, I want it to hurt right now, and then let's get over it because we got another one tomorrow.
And another surprising thing, you were outscored in 3 of the 4 quarters in that game. You won the first quarter by 7, and then they were smaller margins. When you look at that, you go, wow, how did that happen?
You know, you have an all-conference kid like Aaron Norling that just took over, and then I give credit to Coach Poehler. He just went, you know, that zone. That just slowed us down, and we still got great looks. You know, our offense did a nice job. They did what they're supposed to. They moved the ball, got inside touches, but it just slows us down a little bit because it takes away. You know, you don't see 3-2 zones that often.
But and then they would extend that, the middle player, the 3-2, all the way out, almost half court.
Exactly. Yep. So reversals made, you know, for difficulty, and it was a hard fought battle. I'm just bummed out that, you know, we didn't get the W.
I guess one good thing about the Northern Sun, right back at it tomorrow night. Augie coming to town. They won at Crookston. What are you expecting from the Vikings tomorrow night?
Similar game. You know, it looks like Crookston gave them a heck of a game, low-scoring game tonight over there. But they're a scary team. We cannot let them get loose and jack up shots because they take quick shots. You'll be amazed how many quick shots. And we have to – I thought we did a good job with Wayne's full court press. We need to do that again tomorrow because we'll see a lot of it in a lot of different zones most of the time. So if we can keep our composure like we did with that, we'll be all right. If we let that get going, that's advantage Augie.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, Coach Chelsea DeVille with us. It is halftime on the Pepsi Halftime Show. Beavers lead 44-24 on the Beaver Radio Network.